USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A NASA spacecraft has rammed into an asteroid, as planned. It's an unprecedented dress rehearsal for when a killer rock heads towards Earth. The galactic slam occurred with a harmless asteroid 7 million miles away from our planet. The spacecraft known as DART plowed into that space rock at 14,000 miles per hour. Hurricane Ian getting stronger, now a Category 4 hurricane with top winds of 140 miles per hour. The Tampa Bay area appears to be the most likely target. It will be the first direct hit by a major hurricane there since 1921. Officials in the Sunshine State telling people to take the storm seriously. Hillsborough County issuing a mandatory evacuation order for areas along the bay, while recommending to residents in other areas close by to get out as well. President Biden declared a federal emergency so disaster relief could be coordinated. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have relocated their football operations to the Miami area to prepare for their upcoming game against the Kansas City Chiefs. 17 are dead, another 24 are wounded in a school shooting in Russia. The carnage happened in a city 600 miles east of Moscow in the central part of the country. The 34-year-old gunman, a graduate of the school, killed himself after the attack. Investigators say he was wearing a black T-shirt bearing Nazi symbols. 11 children are among the dead. 22 other children were among the wounded. The fugitive defense contractor nicknamed Fat Leonard, who orchestrated a huge bribery scheme involving dozens of Navy officials, has requested asylum in Venezuela. Leonard Glenn Francis slipped from house arrest in San Diego earlier this month, weeks before he was to be sentenced. On Wall Street Monday, the Dow plunged nearly 330 points, or just over a percent. The Nasdaq fell 65 points. The S&P 500 fell 38 points. This is USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2-neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record-high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. GreenStockJournal.com.
5 days after President Vladimir Putin announced a partial mobilization to beef up troops in Ukraine, Russia is seeing protests, a mass exodus, and acts of violence across the country. A gunman opened fire at an enlistment office in a Siberian city. The recruiting officer was gravely wounded in the attack. There's little indication that an 18-year-old who died after being struck by an SUV in North Dakota was a political extremist like the driver claimed. Investigators say none of the witnesses they spoke with support the idea that there was a political argument before authorities say Shannon Branch struck Kaylor Ellingson. A family friend who knew the teen said he wasn't active in politics. According to court documents, Brandt told a 911 dispatcher that he felt threatened after having a political argument with Ellingson and that he believed the teen was part of a Republican extremist group. The Satanic Temple is challenging Indiana's near-total ban on abortion with a lawsuit, claiming that the ban infringes on their followers' religious rights and violates the U.S. Constitution. The Hoosier State's Republican Governor Eric Holcomb and Attorney General Todd Rokita are named as defendants in the lawsuit. The lawsuit filed last week states a member of the temple who lives in Indiana is being denied the right to exercise her religious beliefs by being denied access to an abortion under the new law. The Dow lost nearly 330 points on Monday. Listen to us anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.